Lithium-ion batteries, a topic we probably did not think a lot about 5 years ago, but with the proliferation of delivery apps and the e-bike riders who make those deliveries, we are talking about them a lot more these days. That's because when they're charged improperly, they can be deadly. The FDNY says the number of fires started by lithium-ion batteries has increased exponentially in the last few years, as have the number of people killed by those fires. Which brings us to Staten Island. Some elected officials say a disproportionate number of proposed storage facilities for lithium-ion batteries are cited in the borough. Among those concerned is Borough President Vito Fisella, who joins us now. Borough President, welcome back to the show. Let's start with these facilities. Where would they possibly go?
Well, thanks for having me. And, you know, this is, as you mentioned, a relatively new phenomena. What we have said on Staten Island is we're not, you know, necessarily reflexively opposed to storage units. But what has happened in practice is some of the facilities are literally in people's backyards. And what we have tried to do over the last year or so is to urge the city to say these facilities are okay as long as they're sited in, say, manufacturing districts or places that are not close to people's homes. And there are places on Staten Island, in towns like Great Kills, where there are about six or seven homes. You go out your backyard and you are staring at these facilities. You know, we saw a fire in Warwick, New York that went out of control. And I think that raised a lot of alarms that do we really want these things next to people's homes? And in one of the cases where a storage unit is being sited is literally right next door to a gas station.
Have you heard from the companies that are proposing the sites? What's their rationale for those locations?
We have met with each of them individually and said, we really don't think you all intended for these units to be in people's backyards. And individually, they all agree. So, you know, our response is then, why don't you do something about it? What we are saying is change the zoning resolutions to get these companies and these folks out of these residential areas. But they're proceeding, you know, within the last 2 weeks in the heart of what we call the Castleton Corners Westerly section. There was another proposal, and it's in somebody's backyard. And we were saying that out of the blue, where is this coming from? So for a variety of reasons, we're just so cautious because once they're there, and God forbid there's a fire or something else, those neighbors and residents nearby are left to deal with the damage, and then everybody else is gone.
Environmental groups, when they talk about these lithium-ion facilities, they say they're important for the future of the state's renewable energy because in order to displace fossil fuels, we have to store electricity when it's generated but not necessarily needed right at that moment. What is your response to that?
What you haven't heard me say is I don't think we don't need these. What I'm saying is, fine, we can have that conversation of from a policy point of view, whether they're needed, but I wouldn't want them next to my house. And therefore, my job is to be the voice of others who say, I don't want them next to my house either.
Where can we safely build one of these things?
I happen to believe that these facilities should be more in the industrial end of what they call use groups. And there's a number of them in the city in the zoning resolution. So anybody who looks at a battery storage unit, I think would say, hey, that's more like an industrial use than a home.
So, Borough President, there is a statewide working group that has outlined a number of safety standards for lithium-ion battery storage facilities. Now, if those are met on Staten Island, would you be open to the proposals that are out there now?
I am open to the siting of some of these facilities in areas that do not compromise the residential character of neighborhoods. We have recommended changes that could be simple as changing the text amendment in, say, the zoning resolution. If you want to put one of these facilities on Staten Island, it cannot be within 200 feet of somebody's home.
What are the next steps here? Like, what's the approval process look like for this?
It's almost on a case-by-case basis, right? So I mentioned the one last week that we found out that there was a facility that's going to be located in the Westerly section, Castleton Corner section of Staten Island. It's right in the middle of a commercial district and adjacent to somebody's home. So we publicly stated that we will do what we can to try to stop this. And there was another one on the south shore of Staten Island next to a commercial area that not just I, but other elected officials and the community groups opposed, and that application was pulled. So we're going to continue to oppose where we think they don't belong, But the right thing to do, in my opinion, is to reflect the unique character of Staten Island as it relates to other parts of the city, say Manhattan and others, to say, yeah, I think these folks have a point. It shouldn't be in people's backyards. Let's change the law so that anybody coming forward knows in advance where they can put these things and where they can't.
That's Staten Island Borough President Vito Fisella. Borough President, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.